Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah, and we start the sugyas of Menachas about Pigel. About Pigel, we had a lot of dafim, a number of dafim in Maseches Vachem about Pigel. Pigel related to Zevach, and now we're going to have Pigel related to Mincha. We know the Torah tells us, and all the sources are quoted in Maseches Vachem, the Isser of Pigel, even though it sounds a little differently from the Sukkim themselves, it sounds like if I eat a carbon outside its proper time, but we know based on drashas that it means that if I do an avoda of the carbonos and I have in mind to do a later avoda or to do a later action regarding the carbon at a later time, so that labels the carbon as pigel, and then if one eats that, then one is chayav kares. That's pigel, and that's a lot discussed in the various places in Shas where it comes up. So now we get back to pigel. Who could violate pigel? So who could create pigel? So we paskin that only the oved could be create pigel for the karban, right? The kohen who is doing the avodos, if he has a pigel thought, so then he is going to create the psul of pigel. And again, the same machlokas that we had earlier back on daf base, does the kohen have to say something? Could he just think it? Right, the same type of machlokas that comes up in a few places about machshava versus dibur would come up here too. So says the Mishnah. Let's just get right into it, and then we'll talk a little bit more about pigel. So abkometz is a mincha. So if somebody does the kemitza, le'echol shireha bachutz, with in mind to eat the shirayim, which are mutter to eat for the kohanim, for the zichrei kuhuna, because it's kachay kachim. So if somebody is kometz the mincha, and he has in mind to eat the shirayim, bachutz. So bachutz here means bachutz limkomo. O kizayis mishireha bachutz. Or even just a kizayis of the shirayim bachutz. Lahakter komsa bachutz. To be makdir the kometz. You do the kemitza, and you have in mind to burn the kometz outside of its proper place. O kizayis komsa bachutz. Or just the kizayis. O lahakter levonasa bachutz. Or to be makdir the levona bachutz. So all of these cases, pasul vein bokaris. That's not exactly pigel. As we have learned, pigel means chutz lezmano. Chutz lemkomo is always compared to pigel, but itself is not pigel. That's chutz lemkomo. Why is that? That's the gzeiros hakasa. The Torah says only chutz lezmano is going to be pigel. Chutz lemkomo is also going to be pasul, but it's not going to create pigel. So that's always that's the first half, which relates to pigel, but not exactly pigel. But lechol shireha lemachar, o kizayis bishireha lemachar, to parallel to eat the shirayim tomorrow after its proper time. Or a kizayis from the shirayim lemachar, again, koskachi kachin, the avodah is yom v'layla, lahakdir komsa lemachar, o kizayis mi komsa lemachar, to be makdir the komets, chutz lezbano, or to be or just a kizayis from its komets, o lahakdir levona lemachar, or to be makdir the levona lemachar, in all these cases, it's chutz lezbano, so pigol, v'chayavin olav karis. That is pigol, and when it's chayav karis, if somebody eats from the shiyari mincha, that the Kohen had prior thought, a pigel prior thought to, then one would be Chayiv Karis. Interesting, we've noted that the Kohen himself is on Chayiv Karis. This isn't an Onesh that takes Karis with it for the Maisa. Is there even any Onesh? So Lachora not. Lachora, this is a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, and one would not get Malkus for this Issa. That's the Gemara in Zvachim. We have the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Chav Tes Mabez. If you remember back in the second parak, the Gemara there says, Amar Reb Yanai, Minayin L'machashi V'kachim Shehu Loke. Reb Yanai quotes, how do you know you get Malkus if you have an appropriate thought by Karbanos? Tamal Amar Lo Yechashef. Lo Yechashef. Amar Le Ravashi L'Rav Mari, Lav She'ed Bo Maisehu. V'chol Lav She'ed Bo Maise, Ein Loken Alav. So lav shein bo maisa, there's no action. We know the rule is lav shein bo maisa, you don't get malchus for. Right? We know the source for most of these. Some have their own sources, but the general source for all of these lavim that don't get malchus is dumya de lav de chasima. Right? All lavim that get malchus have to be similar to the lav of muzzling, because the pasuk that teaches me malchus arboim yakenu is in Parshas Kiseitze next to lo sachsom sharbetisho, next to the isra of muzzling, says me dumya to the lav of muzzling. So the lav of muzzling is lav sheish b'maisa, and it's not a lav anita klas A, and it's not a lav shebeklalos, and it's not a lav shenita lasaras b'sas bezdin, right? It's a normal, regular, run-of-the-mill lav. And therefore, anything not like those lavim is not going to get malchus. One of them is lav she'ein b'maisa right here. So ask the Gemara. Rivashi Yeser Mari, how could somebody who's Machashi Bekarshim get Malkus? Isn't it a Lav Shema Maisa? And the Gemara answers, you're right. It's going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, this statement that Rabbi Yonai quoted is only like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Lav Shema Maisa, you do get Malkus for. But otherwise, one would not get Malkus. So that's what, by Pigel also, one would not get Malkus. The problem, though, is asked that if you look in the beginning of Maseches Temura, the Gemara says that there are exceptions to the rule. If my non-action, if what I do, if my dibor creates a chalos, so then that might be called a maisa. If I just do something without a maisa, fine. But if I did something without a maisa, but that causes an effect on something, so then that could be called isavid, right? Isavid maisa, right? That's what it could be called. That's why by tmura, I try to switch and substitute the carbonos. I have carbon A. I say, no, I don't want carbon A. I want carbon B. So that's an isidar isa, and both of them are now hektish. So the Gemara there says that tmura is going to get malchus because it is a lav, isavid, I forgot the exact lashon, but the isavid Maisa through his dibur. So ask the achronim. So why don't you say the same thing when it comes to pigel, right? Through your dibur, then the carbon is mefugal, and now it is pasul. So why don't you get malchus for that? So that is the question of the achronim. The Mechas Chinuch brings it up in mitzvah kuf mem dalet in the iser of pigel. Ask the Mechas Chinuch. Kasha, haharaba, perakal v'yechaz yisur mizbeach pasach, tahamakdish balmum lemizbeach loke. If somebody is makdish balmum lemizbeach, there are many yisurim regarding balmum. So if I'm makdish balmum, if I'm zorik, the dam of a balmum, and the Sefer Chinuch says, why? Datam, da'ava b'shei balmaisa, b'komakum, b'diburo avin maisa, dinasa hektish. That's why I get malchus for being makdish balmum. So therefore, ask the minchas chinuch him ken kan the nifsal carbon havali gam ken maisa. So when do you get a maisa here? That is the question of the minchas chinuch. V'hine, and he answers das harav machaber yesh liyashiv. According to the sefer achinuch, I have an answer. According to the Rambam, I'm not so sure. Right? According to the Rambam, I'm not so sure. That's the his suggestion. Why? Because we've discussed often how do you define alav sheish b'maisa and alav sheim b'maisa. So it's Machlokas Rishonim. Three shitas at least in the Rishonim. The Rambam at least in one place has that if you can violate through a Maisa, then even if in this particular circumstance you did it without a Maisa, you're going to get Malchus. Because you could have done it with a Maisa. That's the Magen Mishnah's comment in Hilchas Schirus about the Rambam's Chasima Bakol. Let's say my animal is about to eat something and I scream. So I prevent my animal from eating it. I muzzle it, but just through my mouth. I don't put a muzzle on the animal. I just go, every time the animal bends down. And I scare the animal. I don't do a maisa. So the Rambam says you get malchus for that. Chasma b'kol. Why? Explains the Magen Mishnah. Because you could do muzzling with a maisa. And if I could do muzzling with a maisa, that's called a lav sheyesh ba maisa, even if I didn't do it with a maisa in this regard. That's one shita. On the other extreme, you have the Sefer HaChinuch, who in a number of places, not in every place, and that has to be answered, but in a number of places, the Sefer HaChinuch says, if you could do it without a Maisa, then even if in this circumstance you did it with a Maisa, you're still not going to get Malchus. Because it's called the Lav She'ebo Maisa. Because even if you did a Maisa, the fact that you could do it without a Maisa reflects that this is a different type of Aveira, and therefore you're not going to get Malchus. That also might have an Afkamina for Psol Edis and the like. What's an example of that? He says, in one of the places he says this is by Nekama, the Isra of Revenge. The Sefer HaChinuch says, even if I take revenge with a Maisa, I'm not going to get Malchus, because I could get revenge without doing a Maisa. You know, I could withhold information that you need because I've taken revenge on you, and that's not a Maisa. So you're not going to get Malchus. It says the Sefer HaChinuch. It says the Minchas Chinuch. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, I understand why this case wouldn't get a Malchus. Why? Because you can be Mefagel even with just Machshava, not even with Dibur, according to what he holds. V'yala Machshava, after Isavin Maisa, in Lokin. Alkein Lomrin, and Svarazu, Davi Maisa, in B'dibur Isavin Maisa. The Dafka B'dibur, Havi Akimas Piv, Gamkein. Avol Machshava Lomahani, Vavili Lav, She'ein Bo Maisa. Amkein, Afilu B'dibur, in Lokin. But according to the Rambam, Hilchas Chirus, like he just mentioned, according to the Rambam, who says that you would get Malchus, even as long as you could have done it with a Maisa, so I'm still stuck. He says, Akasha, what's the difference between Makdish Balmum to the Mizbeach, which you're going to get Malkus, while the Isra Mefagel, one is not going to get Malkus? That's a discussion in the Mefarshim, how exactly to answer that. But either way, that's what we assume, that if a coin is Mefagel, he does not get Malkus. There is a Tana, if you remember, we discussed in Zvachim 2 on Daf Mem Zayin, that holds that the Bailum can be Mefaglin, right? The owner of the carbon. Even not the Kohen. The owner of the carbon could also be Mefagel. Right? That's the last Gemara right before Ezeo Makomon. On Daf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. The end of Perek Beis Shammai. That is the Shita of Reb Elazar Ber Yossi. Shamati Shahabailim Mefaglin. I heard Amar Rava, my time with Reb Elazar Ber Yossi, Damakra, Vehikriv Hamakriv. And he quotes a source for it. And related to that, if you remember, we discussed Reb Yosef Engels, Gvura Shmonim. Right, the whole Sefer, one question, 70 or 80 answers. He has two Sefer, one with 70 answers, one with 80 answers. Shivim Panama Torah and Gvura Shmonim. So one of the kashas is on this Shita of the Tanoim. If you say the Bailam or Mefaglin, how could you ever have a carbon sota? The Isha could always be Mefaga, the carbon in her mind, and then the carbon will never work, and they'll never have the result of going through the sota process. That's his kasha. And many, many, many answers. Anyway, that's reminding us some of the background of Pigel. Let's get back now to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah in part one said regular cases of Pusel and Pigel. If a person has in mind to eat the whole, or at least a Kezias, Bachutz, so then it's going to be Pusel. If somebody has in mind to eat something Bachutz Lizmano, then it's going to be Pigel. Rashi points out, just one Ha'ara, the Gemara, the Mishnah goes through, if you have in mind to eat the Shirayim or a Kizayis of the Shirayim. The Komets or a Kizayis of the Komets. The Lavona, period. Doesn't say the Lavona and a Kizayis of the Lavona. Doesn't add that extra line. So Rashi points out, why not? So it must be like the Shita that says that Lavona could be even less. Right? We had yesterday, a Karat Achas. V'ikash, Rashi says towards the bottom, Amaylo Tani Nami Kizayis V'Lavonasa, Hach Stama Karabi Shimon, Da'amala El De'Lavona K'sheira B'Karat Echad, Hilkach Latona Kizayis. It wouldn't have been parallel, so that's why he just left it out. Good. That is all part one. Part two of the Mishnah, as we'll see, the Gemara will talk about the different parts. Ze'aklal. This is the rule by Pigel. Kol HaKometz, O'anosim B'Kliv, A'molich, A'maktir. If somebody does any one of the four avodos of a mincha, Kmitza, Nesina Bekli, Holacha, and Aktara. Lechol davar shadako lecha, v'lahakti davar shadako lahaktir. If somebody does something that's normally eaten, something that's normally burned, chuslam komo, pasol v'im bo karis. Chuslizvano, pigo v'chayav and alav karis. Ubilvad, and here's the chiddush of the second part, sheyakrif ha-matir kimitzvaso, as long as the matir was given. Meaning, remember this yisod from Maseches Zvachin, pigel only works when everything else is perfect. If everything else is done perfectly, so then a pigel thought ruins the karbon. But if there are other problems with this karbon, with this avoda, that I had another problematic thought along the way, then it's not going to be pigel. Pigel has to be the unique, exclusive problem in this karbon. That's it. And anything else, that's what Rashi says here. Ki'ilu haya kasher shelo yeshum psul el ha-pigel. That's the principle of yatir ha-matir kemitzvaso. So, what are examples of that? Kate said karma matir kemitzvaso. What are examples? So, the Mishnah gives all the permutations. Kamat b'shtika. If I did kibitza without thinking any problematic thought. Right, b'shtika, I wasn't focusing. Maybe I wasn't thinking about something positive either, right? Stama l'shma, but I wasn't thinking about anything negative. So kamas b'shtika, nasan b'kliv aholik v'hikter chutz l'zmano, and the other avodas I did with a pigel thought, osha kamas chutz l'zmano, or I did the first, doesn't matter on the order, right? That's going to be against one of the tanoim. Shekamas chutz l'zmano, nasan b'kliv aholik v'hikter, b'shtika, osha kamas v'nasan b'kliv. So, or I did the kvitz and the scene of aholik v'hikter chutz l'zmano, I did all the avodas chutz l'zmano. That's okay. That's also pigel. Zeo shekarva matar kemitzvaso. Kate said lo karva matar kemitzvaso. What is an example that it wasn't? I didn't do it properly. Kamatz chutzlim komo. Nosan bikli v'holef v'hikter chutzlizmano. If I had a chutzlim komo thought, right? Even though that's not as serious of a thought, that doesn't create kares, doesn't matter. If the carbon is ruined by any other thought, that's going to prevent pigol from being chal. So if I did the first avod, I did kemitza chuslam komo, and I did all the other avodas chuslazmano, osha chamatz chuslazmano, or the opposite, I did kemitza first chuslazmano with a pigol thought, nasan bekli v'holak v'hikter chuslam komo, o shekamatz nasan bekli v'holak v'hikter chuslam komo. So all of those that I didn't do the rest of the avoda properly, so therefore it is not going to be pigol. That's not called yatir hamatir kimitzvaso. Minchas choti or minchas kenos, and adding on, relating back to the Mishnah that we had on Daf Beis, right? And what about the minachos of chote, the ones that don't have Shemen and Lavona, but the same thing applies with the added addition if you're a member of Shalol Lishma, because the Chata Shalol Lishma is Psula. So all of these, Shekmatzan Shalol Lishman, Nasan Bekli, Vaholef Hikter Chutzlazmano, if I had a Shalol Lishma thought first, and then I did some of the other Avodas Chutzlazmano, oh, Shekmatz Chutzlazmano, Nasan Bekli, Vaholef Hikter Shalol Lishman, or I first thought Chutzlazmano, and then I thought puzzle thoughts of Shalol Lishma. Oh, shekamatz v'nasan bekli v'holef v'hikdeh Shalol Lishman. Zeo shalokar v'matir kimitzvah. So all of these cases are not going to be pigol. So Rashi notes in the third line of the third skinny line that we mentioned before. If somebody is komet, the last line of the yesod, or in the middle of the yesod, the Mishnah said, lechol davar shadarko lechol ulahakter davar shadarko lahakter. Only applies to something that's normally eaten and something that's normally burnt. So Rashi says, what happens if I think otherwise? Rashi says, shirayim. What's a davar shadarko lechol? That's the shirayim that's normally eaten by the kohanim, by the male kohanim. O lahakter davar shadarko lahakter kagon kometz. Right? The kometz is burned on the mizbech. What if I thought about eating the kometz chuslazmano? What if I thought about burning the shirayim chuslazmano? So Rashi says, no, that's kosher. According to our shita, according to our Mishnah, chishiv akter shirayim lamachar olechol kometz lamachar kosher. To but ladaito etzel kol adam. Because of but ladaito. Because even if some people might eat this, or in other context, maybe something else applies, but here, it's supposed to be burnt, it's supposed to be eaten, and therefore, even if I think something, but ladaito etzel kol adam. Interesting, this is not the usual. But ladaito etzel kol adam usually means by certain behaviors that people do. Here, it's behaviors that people have to do because of the halacha, because of what what the Torah demands. It's not just about what I decide behavior. So it's interesting usage Rashi has a butla daito. Butla daito, that you're thinking something that you're not supposed to do with the item in halacha. It's not the regular. What's a more common approach? Usage of butla daito is, let's say, for example, by the isser of hotza'a b'shabbos. Right? The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos and Afsadi Beis that I'm only chayev for hotza'a, or for any malacha for that matter, da'oraisa, if I do it in the normal way. If I do a malachi in an unusual way, that's called shinui, and that is only a drabbanan on Shabbos. Once in a while, a shinui could even make it mutter. Once in a while, not normally. Usually, shinui only makes it from a daraisa to a drabbanan. But that, the source of that is the Mishnah in Shabbos Sadi Beis by Hotzah. Hamotzi, says the Mishnah, if I carry something out, bein b'yamino, bein b'smalo, if I carry something in my right hand or my left hand, I'm going to be chayef. Because that's both called regular. That's both called normal. But kilachar yado, biraglo, bifiv, bimarpako, beozno, bisaro, any of these other unusual types of carryings, pater, shalahotzi kaderach hamotzian. Right? That's the rule, Shina. Important Rashi here, just while we're here, right? Rashi, Sadi Beis, and Shabbos. Rashi quotes here the machlokas between the accepted opinion and Rav Haigon. When we learn that all Melech Shabbos from the Mishkan, what does that mean? Do we learn it out from the Binyan HaMishkan or the Adeli Avoda in the Mishkan? That is a machlok, as we showed in the first piece in the Eglei Tal, just talks about that. Right? Where do you know, we all know Mishkan, the Aron Shabbos, Mentes, as the Brisa, they did this, so we can't do this. They did this, so we can't do this. Right? So what does that mean? They did this when? When they built the Mishkan or the Daily Avoda in the Mishkan? Nafkamina, I mean, what do you learn it from? Bishul was the Bishul of the samamanim that they cooked the dye in order to make the curtains in order for the binyan mishkan, or is the cooking really ofen? It comes from the baking, because bishul over the same malacha, the baking of the menachas. Right? What's the source? So Rashi here has the two deis. As Rashi Sadi Beis, right here he says, "Ubishem Rabbeinu Yitzchak by Yehuda Masasi Shomer Bishem Rav Hai Shemefurish Bashas Yerushalmi Upekudas Alozer Ben Aaron Hakohen Shemen Amor Aktoras Asamim Minchas Atomim Shemen Mishchab Shemen Echad Biyamin Veshemen Veshemen Echad Bismol Aktoras Bachiga Vachavitin Bekasif." Right, that's not just when the right. It's when the they had all the items, the Shemen Amor Aktoras Asamim, the daily avod in the Mishkan. We generally assume that it was the binyan of Mishkan, but either way, that's the machlokas. Right here, Rashi quotes Rav Haigon. Rashi doesn't quote Rav Haigon too often in Masechta Shabbos or in general, but he quotes him right there. So that's, this is the context. He quotes it in the context of Shinui. But the Akamar continues and says, what about if I carry something on my head? The Mishnah doesn't mention head. What if I carry something on my head? Hamotzi masui al rosho patur. Right, if I carry something on my head, patur. Says the Gemara, v'yimtib salomar anshe hutsal. But the people in hutsal, they carry things on their head. Right, so why is it that I'm not, right? That's called normal. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, butla daitan ezekol adam. Right, no, butla daitan. Just because the anshe hutsal do it, doesn't mean that it's normal. And therefore, if I do it, that's called shina, it's only as a drabanan. What if the anshe hutsal people do it? Right, that's not mefurish in the Gemara. Right, anshe mefurish. It says, butla, even, what about anshe hutsal? Butla daitan, and therefore, I'm going to be putter at least. What if the anshe hutsal people do it? Right, so that's not 100% clear. Tosfos here is an important discussion. Mashma da'al asranami. Tosfos says here, though, a different point. It sounds like from here that even if you have a whole community that does something, not just one person, if you have a whole community that does something, you still say Bala Daitan to the rest of the world. So how do you determine Bala Daitan? What if you have a whole country that does something? What if you have a whole continent that does something? What if you have a whole family that does something? What? Where do you draw the line? Even if it's not 51%, do you go by Jews? Do you go by people? Right, it's a big question. That's Tosfos' issue here. It's the Anshe Hutsal or a whole group. And he says, look in also in Erevin. Ubavel haviruba da alma. And then it's a problem because the Gemara later on, he quotes Kuf Mem Dalet, talks about different types of squeezing fruit, right? Squeezing fruit, we know, squeezing out, anavim, squeezing out grapes and olives on Shabbos is an issa d'oraisa. What about squeezing out all the other fruits? So many of the other fruit are issa d'rabbanan. So does anything ever become so common? So the Gemara there, in that context, quotes a line. Why is it called if you keep the kotsim bekerem, whatever, halachin ilchas kilayim, but it says there, because in Arabia, they keep thorns in order to feed to their camels. And ask the Gemara, right, discussing whether just because they do something in Arabia, that has status. And it sounds like in that Gemara that it will not have status. It will have status because it's a whole group of people. So here, anshe hutsal or not. Tosfos discusses, well, would it be done if the reality of that area, existed in the whole world? Or, no matter what, you wouldn't do it. Nobody would carry things on their head, says Tosfos. Even if they had the opportunity to. So therefore you say, butla daitan. In the other case over there is if the reality existed, so then they would do that in the whole world. Okay, either way, that's... But again, all of that Batla Daitan has to do with people's behaviors. So this is an unusual usage of Rashi here, Batla Daitan. One might have just said that, you know why it's pater? Because it's not derech, and that's not the isser of pigle. Pigle only applies by the derech. But Rashi is that in... But Ladaitan, not such a common usage. Okay, let's continue. Last section of the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about if I had machshavos, if I had problematic thoughts in different avodos. So now we switch to what if I have a two thoughts within the same avoda. So Rashi points out that now we're going to one avoda, and the chiddush is going to be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, as we'll see. Le'echol kizayis bachutz, kizayis l'machar. What if I think about eating in the same avoda? A kizayis shchutz l'mkomo and chutz l'zmano. Kizayis l'machar, kizayis lachutz. Kechati zayis bachutz, kechati zayis l'machar. In all these cases, kechati zayis l'machar, kechati zayis lachutz. Pasol ve'im bokaris. In all these cases, because it's not called yakriv hamatir kimitzvaso. Because there is a problematic thought in the process, and the order does not matter. V'yom Rabbi Yehuda, and Yehuda argues, Ze'aklal, im machsheves hazman kadem al machsheves hamakom, pigol v'chayavan alav kares. If the pigol thought happened first, before the other problematic thought, that's going to be pigol. Once it becomes pigol, that's it. Once you have that problematic thought. Im machshavas hamakom kodem lamachshavas hazman pasul ve'im bo karis. And if machshavas hamakom came first, okay, then I'll agree. V'chachamim omrim no zev zev pasul ve'im bo karis. We paskin like the chachamim that even if the pigel thought comes first, it is not going to be pigel because of the later problematic thought. Period. Gemara iboyluhu says the Gemara. Relating to pigel, as we will see, that's why this is here, relates to something that we discussed a couple of days ago. L'divrei Omer. There was a machlokas earlier between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that we had a couple of days ago. L'divrei Omer. Shirayim shachasru be'kemitza lahaktara. What happens if I did kemitza properly, and then right before I do the kemitza, right before I burn the kemitza, some of the shirayim gets lost. Some of what would have been matir and eaten by the kohanim, it gets lost. So do I still continue and go through with the haktara of the komets? That was a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Even Rabbi Yochanan agreed that if I'm makdir it, but the shirayim are not mutter. The shirayim all have to be there at the time of the haktaras komets in order for the shirayim to be mutter. So, ask the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that I'm still makdir. Makdir komets alehen. V'kaim alon, but we also hold, as we mentioned before, I think from Zeiri, Doos and Shirayim Asurim Bachila. The Gemara asks, assuming that, according to that sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, again, that if some of the Shirayim gets lost between Kemitza and Haktara, so the halacha is you still do the Haktara, but do the other halachic results of the Haktara also apply? Usually when I'm makta the komets, there are two things that happen. Number one, what happens? Now it's koveya for pigel, right? Because now the avodas have finished, and now it can be pigel. What happens in this case? I had a pigle thought that I'm doing everything properly, but some of the shirayim got lost in the interim. Are the rest of the shirayim pigle? Right, if I thought about eating the shirayim chutz lezmano, and now there's not all the shirayim are left, does that become pigle? Also, what else usually happens? Usually me'ila is removed. Because me'ila only applies the isser of benefiting from the base of English illegally. The isser me'ila only applies by something that's not mutter for people. Something that's mutter for people, that means me'ila has already been removed. Right? That's why, by kodshim, the, whatever's supposed to be burned in the mizbeach is gonna have me'ila. But something that's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, and by kodshe kalim, the parts that are eaten, there's no me'ila. So here, it's not gonna be eaten anyway. Because it's also to eat, because some of the shirayim was lost. So, is me'ila gonna be removed from the rest? Or maybe me'ila, you know, this haktara doesn't affect me'ila at all. Those are the two parts. Again, usually the haktara creates a pigol and removes me'ila. But here, it's not going to be eaten anyway. So maybe if that's going to affect the pigol and the me'ila status. That's the question of the Gemara. Mahu deteni luhu haktara l'mikve'inu bepigol. Will this haktara affect and help create pigol? V'lefkinu mide me'ila, and also remove the status of me'ila. Rashi, if you just look, goes through both sides beautifully with the about pigol. Go to the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Mahu deteni luhu haktara l'mikve'inu bepigol. Kigon. Im hikdir ha-komets almanaz lechol hani shirayim chutz lezmano. I was maktir the komets, almanaz, to eat what's left chutz lezmano. So, does that work or not? So, mikvinu bepigo b'hachaktara k'bahaktara ma'alya, it should work, ho'il uber shus maktir. On the one hand, the halacha says that you should do this haktara. So since the halacha says you should do it, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so maybe it has the effect of a normal haktara. Odilma Rashi says, kivan de'ein shirayim ne'echalin, or do we say, since the shirayim are not going to be eaten, havilei kimechashiv le'echol umachar dover shein darko le'echol. Right, it's not allowed to be eaten, so it's ein darko le'echol. And then I would say, delo mahani machshavaso. Also, what about the me'ila? What about the me'ila? Because this does not have a shas heter right now, but it is a haktara that you're supposed to do. So maybe it does function as a regular haktara. So that's the shaila of the Gemara. Does this haktara that you have to do, that you have a mitzvah to do, does it do the regular effects of the haktara? So, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Afilu l'Rabbi Akiva, we're going to relate to another machlokas that we've had already. Right, we had a machlokas tanoim about whether zrika, if I do a zrika, does that affect basar, part of the carbon that has already gone out, and be nifsal biyotze? Does the zrika affect me'ila for that? So the Gemara is going to compare zrika affecting the psul of yotze, haktara affecting the psul of me'ila. That's going to be the comparison. Because again, Zerika and Akhtara have parallels often. So do those respective avodos do what they normally do when there's a different soul that's already kicked in? So that's the question. So Amar Rav Huna, Afilu Rabbi Akiva to Amar Zerika Me'elas Liyotze, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says elsewhere that the Zerika does have an effect on Yotze, and it removes the Isser of Me'ila, right? That's what Rashi quotes from the Me'ila Daf Zayin, we had it earlier. Even if you want to say Zerika does have an effect, Hani Me'ila Yotze. So the Zerika can have an effect on Yotze, the Isa Be'ene, because it's there. It exists. Upsul machmas davar acharu. It just has an external psul. An external psul it has. But it's there, that's why Zerika could affect it. Aval, but here, says Rav Huna, it's worse. If the shirayim, some of it got lost, aval hacha, aval chisaron de psula de gufehu, lo mahani le haktara. But says Rav Huna, a psul chisaron is worse than a psul yotze. And that's why even if Zerika affects the Yotze, the Haktara will not affect the Chisaron, and therefore it is not going to remove the state of Me'ila. Right? That is Rav Huna Shita, that the Psul, the Svara, is that Yotze is better. Because Yotze, you're all there, you just have a Psul Mishum Davar Acher, that's not as bad as a Psul Aguf in Chisara. The Karen over here discusses why Dafka, out of all the psulim that we can compare Chaser to, why do we compare it to Yotze? Right, there are many psulim that you could compare it to. So that's the Karen over's Hara here, just wonders why Dafka, that is the one that it's comparable to. He says, Maishto de medami le psul Yotze, v'lo le psul acher, go in Tuma, de le kuli amalo mikveh v'pik avagav de isa v'finim. So he says, both of them must be seem to be very light problems. Kivan da Ashkacham bepsul chisaron kula to makter lachadchila mashiki bishar psulim. That's why he compares it to Yotze, which is also kal. Okay, but either way, Rav Huna says, what's the answer? The answer is that it has no effect, because even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says there's an effect on Yotze, there's no effect on Chaser. And Rava says exactly the opposite. Omer le Rava, Adarava, no, just the opposite. Afilu le Rabbi Lazar damar ain't zrika moelas le Yotze. Even according to Rabbi Lazar, who argues on Rabbi Akiva, who says that zrika, the zrika sadam, does not have an effect on a part of the carbon that went out. Hani mi le Yotze. That's Yotze, because Yotze is worse. The lesser bifnim, it's not here. Yotze is not here. That's why it's more of a problem. Aval chisaron de isa bifnim, right? But chisaron, it's here. It's here. So what? It's missing some, but it's here. Mahani lehaktara, so maybe the haktara would have an effect on it to remove the status of Mi'ila. So machlokes, Rav Huna and Rava. Good. There's what to say on those two lines. Let's just finish the flow and then we will come back. Amar Rava, amina amina la. How do I know Rava? How do I know that it would have an effect? How do I know that the haktar would have an effect? Remember, Rav Huna says it does not have an effect. Even if it has an effect by Yotze, it has no effect here because this is more of a problem. Rav Rava says no, this is less of a problem, and therefore it has an effect. But what's my rayas? Amar Rava mina amina la. What's my rayas follows? Ditznan. Our Mishnah says hakom is zamincha lechol shirei bachutz o kizayis bishirei bachutz. Our Mishnah has kizayis in every stage. Right, in the first part of the Mishnah, in the second part of the Mishnah, it keeps saying, if you have in mind to do this or kezias of this, to do this or kezias of this, by every stage it has kezias. But in Rabbi Chiya's version, he has a brisa, and in his version, it doesn't have kezias. It just says, to be makter this bachutz, to be ochel this bachutz. Right, v'tani Rabbi Chiya, in Rabbi Chiya's version, hakomet says, amencha v'lo, tani, o kezias. Doesn't have the o kezias. So my time alo tani o kezias. Why wouldn't you have the Okazayas in the parallel version of the discussion in the Brisa? So suggests Rava, maybe because it's about our issue. Lav Kigon, isn't it because? Two steps. Number one, why wouldn't, I'll say it outside first, why wouldn't Kizayas be in the first part of the Mishnah? Because maybe the Mishnah is trying to include even a case of Shirayim, where there's only a Kizayas left. And the Mishnah is going to teach me that Haktara has an effect on that. But then you can't write Kizayas in the first part of the Mishnah because we're talking about a case of Shirayim that all you have left is Kizayas. So if you write Kizayas at the beginning, you wouldn't be able to have the case where there's Shirayim left. That's why I didn't say Kizayas in the first part of the Mishnah. Because we want to include a case of Shirayim where all you have left is a Kizayas. Part one. part two, we didn't say Kezias in the second part of the Mishnah, because the second part of the Mishnah talks about the Dalet Avodos, doing pigul in each of the four. And by HaKometz, it can't just be there's a Kezias left of the Kometz. The Kometz has to be full, or else there's a Psul Karban. The only discussion is if the Shirayim have a Kezias left. The Kometz has to be fully burned. So that is Rav is Raya, because in Reb Chiya's version of the Brisa, the phrase O Kezias is left out. Why is it left out? So it's left out of part one of the Mishnah slash Brisa, because we want to include even a case of Shirayim, that's Rav is Raya, and it's a case of Shirayim, and the Haftarah is going to work even on the Shirayim. It's not in the second part of the Mishnah, of the Brisa, which is about to the Mishnah, because it doesn't apply to one of the four cases. It wouldn't be able to apply to Kometz, HaKometz, and that's why it doesn't say it by any of them. Let's see that all inside the words now of the Gemara. So, again, V'tani Rebbe Chiya HaKometz in the Mincha. V'lo tani o Kezias. My time, v'lo tani o Kezias. Why doesn't it say that? Lav kigon, isn't it because this is what the Brice is trying to include? Shechasru Shirayim. That the Shirayim or Chaser, v'kamaluhu HaKezias, and all you're going to have left is a Kezias. And all you're going to have left is a Kezias. And what does the Mishnah say? There could be, there's a haktara and there's regular cases of pigle. Mikvinu la pigle. Right? Vekivan de mematan kli, behilach, uba haktara lo masnile. And because in the matan kli, in all of these avodos, it doesn't say, O Kezias ashirayim. It wouldn't be able to say, O Kezias on the shirayim. Bekemitza nami, lechol shirayim lotani. So it wouldn't be able to say, it would only be referring to the Shirayim. So on the Kemitza Nami, also on the line of Kemitza, Le'echol Shirayim Lotani, doesn't say, O Kezias. V'ktani Seifet, but what does it say after the dust settles? Assuming this is the reason why it didn't say, O Kezias, Pigol V'chayev Anolav Kares. It says this is the case of Pigol. So if it's right, if Rav's Diyuk is right, in the Brisa of Rebbe Chiya, it doesn't talk about Kezias because it includes the case of Shirayim, and it calls it Pigol, Alma Mahanyilu Atara. So you see, the Haktara can have an effect even on Shirayim of the, even if some of the Shirayim are lost, that is Rava's Raya. Good. Omer Le Abai, Abai says, you have to come up with such a complicated understanding of this. No! Rebbe Chiya's reason, Rebbe Chiya doesn't have Kezias, could be for a different reason, and therefore you have no Raya. Omer Le Abai, there's a very simple, La'olam, La'olam, Lo. Really, the Bachi is in? No. Lo Mahanya. Really, the Haktara does not have an effect. Hamani or Belazari? Maybe Rabbi Chiya is just quoting a Braisa, following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Ditznan, we had Rabbi Elazar at the end of Meseches Zvachim, in the context of Shchute Chutz. What did Rabbi Elazar say? You're only Chaya for Shchute Chutz if you do everything Bachutz. There's no Kezias. So maybe Rabbi Elazar, maybe this Braisa Rabbi Elazar Shita. Kezias is not enough! So he would say the same thing by Pigel too. That's the Chiddush that the Gemara is saying here. Not only would he say it by Shchutei Chutz, he would say it by Pigel. Ditznan, remember the Mishnah we had. Hakometz v'alavona. Faktores u'minchas kohanim. All of the items that are usually burnt. U'minchas kohen mashiach, u'minchas nesachim. The menachah of the Kohen Gadol, that's called the chavitin. Minchas nesachim that go along with the karbanos. Shehikriv me'achas me'en kezayis lachutz. If I'm akriv from any of these karbanos, just one kezayis lachutz, chayiv. We paskin chayiv, but Rebbe Elazar poter. Acha Yaakov es kulo. Rebbe Elazar shita is only if you're makriv it all, are you going to be chayiv for shchutei chutz. Right? So too. Kivan dahav haktaras kemitza lo masni le o kezayis. So therefore, because the haktar of the kemitza, it doesn't say o kezayis, mikomsa bachutz bishirayim nami lo masni le o kezayis. So it doesn't say it's the shita of Rebbe Elazar. The Tvira Kodesh here wonders. Maybe, who says that you can make this jump? Even if you want to say by shchutei chutz, and you have to have it all, maybe if you only think pigle part of it is good enough. Who says you have to say the same? Unless he says you have to say that pigle has to be exactly parallel to the full kiyum of the karbon. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Or else you wouldn't be able to make this comparison, just because he says it by shchutei chutz and by the regular kiyum of the karbon. Maybe pigle requires less, but obviously not. So Gemara says, one second, Ira Balazar, if it's really Rebbe Elazar Shita, Hai Lahakter Komsa, so what do you mean Lahakter Komsa? Right? If you have pigles enough to be Makter Komsa Bachutz, Lahakter Komsa Ulabo Nasami Boilai. According to Rebbe Elazar, and we're saying that pigles only Chayiv if you do everything perfectly, you have in mind to do everything perfectly outside, it's not just to be Makter the Kometz, it's being Makter the Kometz and the Lavona. Dithan, as the Mishnah said there too, Hakometz, Va'alavona shehikriv es echan mehen bachutz chayiv. Reb Elazar poter shiakriv es shneim. Right, you're only chayiv if you do the comets and the lavona bachutz. So shouldn't that be the same rules by pigul? So the Gemara says, well, maybe the brayis is according to Reb Elazar and is talking about minchas that don't have a lavona. Lo nitzrach ela lekomets de minchas chotei. Okay, it's a new kimta, but again, all we have to do, remember, whenever we knock out a raya in the Gemara, we don't have to prove that this is the case, we just have to say that it's possible that this braisa is according to Reb Elazar in this case, and therefore you don't have a raya that it's talking about shirayim. Says the Gemara, v'yechbol tanal ashminon komas minchas chotei, would the braisa go out of its way to teach me a specific halacha about pigol for minchas chotei? And the Gemara answers in, yes, the Gemara would do that. V'chein kiyasa, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Elazar, komets de minchas chotei, hu, v'Rav Elazar he. Right, also Rav Dimi, when he came, he also said that that is the case of the braisa. Good, stop there for a moment, before we get back to Rava being chozer bo. If you go back to the discussion, the machlok is between Rav Huna and Rava, fundamentally. Rav Huna thinks that yotzei is less of a problem than chaser. Right, while Rava holds that the yotzei is more of a problem because it's not here, while chaser is less of a problem. So what's the nekudas of machlokas there? Well, let's focus for a minute on Chita Rav Huna, right, which we're going to go back to because Rava is going to be chozer bo. Rava is going to be chozer bo in a minute. He's going to say that really the haktara does not have an effect. So what is the svar for that? So the Gemara said that yotzei is there is just pasul machmas davar acher. So that could be related to a sugya elsewhere that we have discussed, and that's hotzah on Shabbos. Right? We know that all malachas Shabbos are creative by nature, but not all of them. And one of them, the Rishonim discuss, is hotzah. That's Tosas's comment in Shabbos on Dav Beis, where Tosas discusses why does the Masechta Shabbos start off with hotzah? There's 39 malachas you could have started off with. Dafka hotzah you start off with. That's the last one on the list. Right, Dafka, why? So Tosfos says, oh, maybe it's very, very common, which is very ironic, because nowadays it's very, very uncommon. I mean, everybody, many, many people live in places where there's an Erev, so nobody even knows about the Malach of Otsah. So Tosfos says, oh, it's very common. Not nowadays. But then Tosfos has another answer. Right, why? He has another, Vatiris, the Hotzah, Chaviva Leilagdume, first Hotzah and Shabbos. Right, maybe Hotzah, there's another reason, because there's so many details about Hotzah that we can learn. Hotzah, Hachnasa, Ani, Ashir, Akira, Hanacha, Yadosh, Anu, Chashuva, Lokadal, Aldalid. Right, all of this, okay. Rabbi Tam says, Dover, Havi, Ragil, Hashas, Lushanos, Tchila. Fine. But then Tosfos says, later on, another suggestion. And that is because, and this is in now the third Tosfos, Tosfos says, V'nira l'ri, the itzrach lashmi'inon. He's answering another question too. We have to go through every detail of hotzah for the andi, for the ashir, inside, outside, which is yachdur sram and vice versa. Mishum to hotzah melacha geruahi. Because hotzah is an inferior melacha. Why? Demali moti mi rishus yachid, which is the rabbi, mali moti, which is the rabbi, which is the yachid. Rishus yachid, which is the yachid. What are you doing? So Tosfos' svara is, if I carry something from one side of my house to the other side of my house, that's the same exact act as going from inside of my house to the outside of my house. What's the difference? It's the same act. Here it's Nisid Araisa, here it's Mutter. So that reflects cooking. You can't, any cooking is Usser. Any coloring is Usser. Any plowing is Usser. Here, any carrying from one place to another place, one's Mutter, one's Usser. Says Tosfos, that reflects as a Malacha Geruah. That's the formulation of Tosfos. The Arzaruah has a different formulation in Masechta Shabbos. He says, you haven't accomplished anything in the object. The object is the same object. By every other malacha, you've done something. You've made something bigger, you've made something smaller. You've colored something, you've killed something, you've built something. But here, what have you done to it? Nothing. It was here and now it's there. So that's why two different focuses in the Rishonim, why Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah. And that's why Tosfos says in Maseches Shabbos later on in Daf Sadi Vav, that's why you need a special pasuk about Hotzah, because you wouldn't have thought it's a Malacha, Hotzah Malacha Geruah. There's even Nafkaminas LaHalacha. Right? The Chayadim writes in one place that maybe there's no the Isra of Maisa Shabbos. Usually if a Jew does a Malacha on Shabbos, there's an Isra for another Jew to get Hana from it. Maybe it doesn't apply to Hotzah. Hotzah Malacha Geruah. So this is the discussion. So it's Sadi Vav Mabes on the also mentions it. Again, are there other malachas that might have this nature? Maybe. Achronim, Rishonim only say it by Hotzah. But Achronim say it maybe by Tzad. Right? You have an animal, and now the animal is by you. But what have you what have you changed in the animal? Right, that's I haven't really done anything. Right, or there are others, but that's that. But maybe that's also all alluded to right here, all alluded to in this statement of Rav Huna, which is what Rav is chosen to afterwards, that Yotzei is less of a problem than Chisaron. Chisaron, you're missing something. Yotzei, it's there. It's Pasul Machmas Davar Acher. It happens to be in a different place. That doesn't Pasul it. So maybe that relates to our issue of Hotza'a Melacha Gerua. There is, once we're on that first page of Masechta Shabbos and Daf Beis, just to mention one other source. And that is, so Hotza'a is first, it's very common. So the Chashuk Yecheme there in Shabbos discusses, if I'm teaching a Baal Tshuva Hilcha Shabbos, which malacha should I start from? Which do you teach first? Which one? So, if you look in the Rambam, of course, from the Rambam, why did the Torah start off, why did the Gemara start off, the Mishnah start off with Hotza'a? Either because, A, it's very common, or number two, to teach me it's a malacha, even though it doesn't appear like a malacha. So, maybe, in our case, maybe it's so common, so you should teach that first. But then he says, but what happens if the Baal Tshuva lives in a city with an Erev? Right? So then it's not so common. So, what do you do first? What do you do? Vimken emakam lomar shulai adifol amel melecha sheshchiach li kashem em beisur daraisa gon borer vechadome because makam yidakem sheish taktem es melecha zotza ki yesh omim shechomer yoser laver al harbe isurim durabanan mi laver al maad isur Torah because many hotzad isur are met nowadays even without an eruv. Many places are only considered rushes or am durabanan. And then he says maybe hotzah because it's a malacha mefureshes b'Torah and that's chomer than others. Either way, called Vareinu Amur Bistama, Avalim Yodesh, Osam Anashim Nechshalam, Yosem Melacha Mesuyemes, Vada Yaskal Alamdam, Es Halacha Shal Melacha Jim Nechshalam Ba. Whether that's Bishol, whether that's Borer, whatever the Melachas are. Then he just adds on at the end, Sheila Shamanu, Shebal Tshuva Shalas Hagon Marina Baal Yalas HaShachar, Babal Haskal Es Chazik. Right, if you could focus on one area of Halacha, Taras Mishpacha or Shabbos, Kibish Alakayim Shneim Yachad Enim Mesugal. Wow. So what do you focus on if you can only focus on one area of halacha? So he said the answer of Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv says, Taras HaMishpacha, before Shabbos. Number one, because Taras HaMishpacha has to do with two Jews, not just one. Right? It has to do with a husband and a wife. HaMitzvah Nogas L'Shtayim L'Shoel U'L'Ra'yato. And number two, Taras HaMishpacha Krucha B'Kfiyas HaYetzer. V'hi Adifa Al HaShabbos Sh'ayetzer Lo Kofeo Kol Kach Aleha. V'hare Ti'ina Sone Kodemes L'Prika. Oh, Ke'enim Avur Mesechas B'Metzia. Okay, in any case, that's a little bit about Hotza related to that idea of Yotzei is just Psul Machmas Davar Acher. Vayter in the Gemara. Hada Amar Rava. So now Rava is Choserbo on what he says. Lav Milsi Da Amri, really? I'm Choserbo, and I think that it's true. That this Haktara has no effect. Meaning, I said before, says Rava, that the Haktara has effect on the Pigle and the Me'ila. No, I agree now with Rav Huna. I don't think it has an effect. Meaning, Titania, because the Pasuk says, by the bazichin of the lechem aponim, kodesh kadoshim, who? Shim nifrasa achas behen chaloseha kulam solos. If one of the breads, falls and breaks, so then they're all pasul. They're all pasul, even though, right, you're going to be matir the bazichin. Hayatzas, but mashma, if one of them breaks, then all the chalos are psulos. But hayatzas, what if one of the chalos goes out? Hani diki gavai ksheros. The ones that are still inside are kosher when you're makti the bazichin. So you see that the haktara has in this, look at Rashi for a second. La milsa da amri hu belechem aponim siv psulos v'yisrevu hanach de gavoy ksheros avagav de lo havi haktaras bazichin kshera acha de kol mincha shlema. Even though the haktara is no good until all the mincha is there, alma hach chala de yatz di yitzia mahani lo lemevi yud beis chalos. So you see from there, the fact that you did the Haktara has an effect on the Yotzei, because you're right, that's Yotzei, but the other Chalos is still Kosher. And the Haktara wouldn't work even on the Chalos inside unless it was considered to have an effect on the one that went out. So that's what Rava says, that you see that, right? You're Lachshuri, continuing that, Rashi, Lachshuri, Lavazil, Lachshuri, Hanach, Bachila, Alma, Zrika, Gon Haktaras, Bazichin, Shubamakam, Dam, Zvachim, Moelis, Liyotzei. It's Moel Yotzei, so it's Moel Yotzei, but it's not going to be Moel for the Chaser. And that is how he goes back. So this is what to say there, but let's just continue again. Who is the one that says Zrika is Moel Yotzei? And it has to be mo'il here because it has to affect all 12 chalas in order for the inner ones to be mutter. Rabbi Akiva, v'kamar nifrisa lo. And it says, by nifrisa, it doesn't work. So you see that the zrika slash haktara doesn't have an effect on chaser. Armalei Abaya, says Abaya, there's no raya from that drasha. Miktani, does it say, all that Brisa says is that the chala, if it's chaser, is pasal. So miktani hayatzas is your diak, but if it's yotze, they are good, maybe there's a different diak. Dilma hanitmes, maybe only nitmes would affect than the other ones. But hanach sheros, but if some of them are tame, then the other ones are kosher. My time at the maratza tzitz, because the tzitz would be maratza on the tumma. Avo yatzas lo, but maybe if yotze, taktor would not have an effect. V'rebi Eliezer hi, da'amar and really yisrael b'lazer shita, da'amar ein zrika mo'elas liyotze, it's like Rebbe Eliezer shita. And therefore, you can't have a diuk about yotze versus chaser. Ubedinu di boyle the misri namiyatzas. And the brisa also maybe didn't just have to write chaser. It could have written yatzas also is puzzle. Vay dektani nifrasa hakamash blanda filu nifrasa di isa bifnim lomani laktara. The chiddush is exactly the svara that we said before. Maybe that the chiddush, even if it's chaser inside, it's still inside. It's still mahani laktara is not going to have an effect. Aval Rabbi Akiva, Damar Zrika Moel, so Yotze, Afilu Chisar Nami, Mani Le'Aktara, but it could be according to Rabbi Akiva, Zrika is Moel, so even Chisar, even if it's Chaser. So therefore there's no Raya, says Abaya, to Rava, to your Chazar. Just 2 points. Number one, by Nifrisa, why exactly is it possible if one of the Chalas break? So why exactly? So we had this discussion a couple of days ago also on Daftes. So Pashis is that, and Sfasem has discussed this, because it's chaser. That's how the Gemara seems to be using it now. When you have a piece of dough that breaks in half, there are some crumbs that get lost. When something breaks in half, there are some crumbs that get lost. So that's bevada, it's chaser. The Mikdash David and the Nitziv and the Meshav Davar both say a different shot. Even if it's not chaser. But now there are 13 chalas. And lechem apanim have to be 12. That's the reason. Even if you want to say you could break it smoothly and you can know every drop and crumb that falls apart, that's that nitziv. We haven't mentioned this in a very long time. That's the nitziv in the Meshav Davar, Aleph Chaf Aleph, about lechem mishnah. Could you use a half a challah, or even one and a half? He talks about yachatz there. He talks about if you come by shalashudis and you don't have two. That's the, in that context, he talks about whole and half, and he quotes this Gemara also, and he says the reason that nifras is a problem is because you need 12 chalas for lechem apanim, and even if there's no chaser, you have 13 now, and that is an issue. Number one. The other point also to mention, and we didn't have time to go into it fully, and that is the parallel again of the bazichin and the lechem apanim and the karban mincha. The Gemara here is comparing a lechem apanim to a regular karban mincha. And the question is, are we allowed to do that? Right? There are different, even in the minyan mitzvos, there are different shitas. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of lechem apanim. The Ravid has three mitzvos of lechem apanim. Putting the bread on, burning the bazichin, and eating the lechem. The Rambam puts eating the lechem apanim, he doesn't count it separately, it's just part of karban mincha. He doesn't count the bazichin because it's part of the avoda of the haktaras ha-komets, and that's included. So we'll have to talk about one day soon about the relationship of the bazichin and the lechem apanim and how that relates to a regular mincha. Just to end with the story, I think we quoted this in a parsha shir years ago, that the one time in the time of the Arizal, somebody, one of the Anuse Portugal, right? Somebody, one of the Jews that didn't really know much because he was in Anus, he comes to a city. I'm reading this from the Yagdil Torah on Parshas Truma. He comes to Tzfat, and he never learned that Shabbos was, here's the Rav Darshaning, and he hears about the Lechem Apanim. And he didn't know anything. He goes to his wife, he goes home and says, we're going to make beautiful challahs for Hashem. We're going to make Lechem Apanim. And his wife also doesn't know, so they make Lechem Apanim. What does he do? He brings it Friday afternoon, he puts it in front of the Aron Kodesh. These beautiful Lechem. And he says, Hashem, this is for you. He comes later into Shul, and for davening, and he sees they're not there anymore. He says, oh, Hashem took my lechem upon him. Hashem took it. So every week now, he brings lechem upon him, and he goes, and he always puts it there. Meanwhile, the gabbai gets fresh challahs every week now. He goes and he sees, what are these challahs doing here? And beautiful, delicious. And one time, the Rav came into the Beis HaKnesses early, the Rav of the Shul, and he sees what he's doing. And he has a special tefillah when he puts it by the Aron, and the Rav starts screaming at him, Shota, you think Hashem is eating your challahs? The Gabbai's taking the challah home to his family. What are you doing? Kishmanas says Divrei Rav Heicha Livkos. He starts to cry. Beivino Divrei Rav. He realizes that, you know, what has he been doing? Beintayim, meanwhile, a shliach came to the Rav and said, the Arizal wants to talk to you. The Arizal wants to talk to you. You get a message. He goes to the Arizal. The Arizal says, you better do tshuva or else you're not waking up tomorrow. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved those challahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved those chalas. Miyom shenechra beis ha-migdash lo haya lefanav nachas ruach. Kamo ba'osa shah sha'ana zehevi shtei alechem b'tzmimuso u'makrivam lefnei hechalo. V'savar haya shakadosh Baruch Hu kibla mimenu. Kivan shebitalta osami lahavi nigzer alecha. You better do tshuva. Anyway, so he says, you could, again, what's that? We're not saying that you should do things that are totally wrong, but his kavana, he's doing an aveira here. He's just thinking, something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, that's the story. One could do what they want with it, and that is on the pasuk here in the Yagla Torah, Chafei Lamed, about the Lechem HaPanim. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow's daf by the Mishnah, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up in the next paragraph.